Yo, yo, what's good? This your boy Ed, back with a new episode of RRO, where we're gonna keep it real and raw and give our honest opinions at all time on the latest sports topics, news, and all that. And I just want to start off by saying Merry Christmas to everybody. I hope everybody has a wonderful Christmas, has a great day, and just enjoys their family and their loved ones, and enjoys the football that we got going today, and also the basketball, because NBA is back. And let's get into it. So, you know how I want to start? We're gonna go with the start with a week 15 review. Very interesting week. We had the Chiefs play the Saints in a blockbuster game, big game. Chiefs pulled out the win. You know, I'm a Saints fan, so it's kind of tough watching that one. Watching that loss, but you know, I'm proud of how the Saints played. Defensively, they played like great, honestly. They contained Mahomes, but like it's honestly it's only so much you can do against him. And just what his greatness really showed, like the way Mahomes was able to keep the play alive on third down, and he was getting popped, like he was getting hit. This is probably the hardest, some of the hardest I've ever seen Mahomes get hit in his career so far. So, you know, Kansas City has now won 11 straight games in the NFL, longest win streak in the NFL. Two NFL powerhouses. Drew Brees was back, and he started off slow, but kind of picked it up towards the end. But just the Chiefs were a little too much this time. But I feel like Saints play them again. Saints can beat them when they're fully healthy, when Mike Thomas is there, when just everybody is healthy. So, you know, I think that was a potential Super Bowl matchup, but we'll see once the playoffs start, because you never know when the playoffs start. Chargers beat the Raiders. Raiders really needed to win that game to help keep their playoff hopes alive, but Chargers pull out a close win, and Justin Herbert now has an NFL record as he has seven games with 300 or more pass yards under his belt. So Justin Herbert continues to try to play like he wants that rookie of the year. I told y'all earlier in my earlier episodes, watch out for him. He's gonna be special in the future. So yeah, that was a good game. We had a Saturday game last week with the Bills and the Broncos, and the Bills did what they're supposed to. They handled that the Broncos easily to go ahead and clinch the AFC East for the first time in about 25 years, honestly. So good for the Bills. Excuse me for the sniffing a little bit. Allergies this morning. The Panthers played the Packers. Panthers made this a game. They could have won it. Teddy Bridgewater fumbled, had a key fumble on the goal line when they could have scored, but you know, stuff happens, but they don't need it to happen. Green Bay strengthens their chances at owning that number one seed, and they move on to 11-3, and now they are 14-2 at home since 2019, so since last year. So great for them. 49ers played the Cowboys. Cowboys got a good dub to keep their chances alive and winning that division. So, good for the Cowboys. They still need Washington to lose again. So, we'll get into that. Washington football team play Seattle. Seattle won this game. Not easily. They only won by a score of 20-15. But they finally went ahead and clinched their playoff berth. So, you know, that's something that needed to be done for them. And Seattle just hasn't they haven't played as well as they did when they started off the season. They looked kind of shaky as of lately, but you know, they got that playoff berth now, so they're in the playoffs, so that's good for you Seattle Seahawks fans out there. Now the Bears and the Vikings. The Bears win that division game, and it's their first time scoring 30 or more points in three straight games since 2013, so 7 years, and lets you know how kind of stagnant that Bears offense has been in past years. But you know, good for the Bears. Mitch Trubisky's been playing good lately, so good for them. they move on to 7-7, still trying to make the playoffs. But we'll get into that a little later. The Patriots play the Dolphins. Dolphins win that game, eliminate the Patriots from the playoffs, and it's the first time they're missing the playoffs since 2008. I thought Bill Belichick might be able to pull it out, but just he can only do so much. So, Jaguars and the Ravens. Ravens do what they're supposed to and handle the Jaguars easily to drop them to 1-14. Ravens move on to 9-5 to still push for that playoff spot, final playoff spot. The Buccaneers at the Falcons. The Bucs beat the Falcons, came back on them actually. The Falcons just can't seem to hold a lead, and now Tom Brady is undefeated versus Atlanta. All together in his career. So, yeah. There's that. The Lions played the Titans. Titans handled that game easily. Derrick Henry did great. Ryan Tannehill did great. They went 46-25. Their first time with 10 or more wins in about 12 years. So, good for the Titans. The Texans and the Colts. Colts win a close one. Deshaun needs some help. He needs to get out of there, but Colts win that game. Eagles and Cardinals, great game. Great battle of Oklahoma quarterbacks. Jalen Hurts is looking like he's running away with that starting job. Kyler Murray continues to impress this year, and they get the win to try to further cement themselves in the playoffs. They hold on to that final spot as of right now. But we'll get into some scenarios and some standings in a little bit. The Jets play the Rams. The Jets got their first win of the season, surprisingly. And, of course, it comes against the Rams. The Rams just need to do better, honestly. I don't know what they're thinking. That's just terrible. Browns get a good win against the Giants. And now they have 10 more wins for the first time since 2007. So a couple teams in the NFL getting 10 or more wins for the first time in a while. The Steelers lost three straight now, lost to the Bengals. I've said it before, they're kind of a fluke team. You just couldn't really argue with them because they had that undefeated record, but now they're starting to really lose and offense is looking kind of stale. I hope the defense starts to play a little better. They cost me a fantasy, but you know, we ain't gonna get into all that. Now let's get into week 16. We have the Vikings and the Saints today on Christmas. And I got the Saints winning this game. The Vikings seem to be the Saints' kryptonite, but I think the Saints can pull this one out as Drew Brees is still trying to get in the rhythm of things. So I think the Saints win this game. The Bucks at the Lions. I think the Bucks win this game and they finally clinch their playoff berth. But don't count out the Lions. You never know. 49ers and the Cardinals. We had the Cardinals win that game. I'm going to have them winning. Dolphins and Raiders. I think the Dolphins win that game. Move on to 10-5. Dolphins need to win out to make the playoffs. So I think they continue winning. I think the Texans beat the Bengals, but the Texans have a chance of dropping down to the third pick in the NFL draft if they lose. So, yeah, got to keep an eye on that. Colts and the Steelers. I have the Colts winning that game, honestly. I think the Steelers will lose, but Pittsburgh has won 13 of the last 15 regular season games against Indiana, so we'll see. Falcons and Chiefs. Of course, I think the Chiefs handle that easily. Bears and Jaguars. I think the Bears will win that game as the Jaguars are allowing the most points in team history at 30 points a game. Giants and the Ravens. Ravens win that game. The Browns and the Jets. I got to take the Browns. I think they win that game and continue their playoff push. I think Washington beats Carolina, further cementing that division as theirs. I think the Broncos and the Chargers, I think the Broncos will win. just give that defense a slightly better edge, but the Chargers have a better offense. Eagles and Cowboys. I think the Eagles win this game. Jalen Hurts is going to bring a new dynamic to that offense, to that game. So we'll see. As Dallas is also allowing the most points in team history. So we got to see how that defense responds to Jalen Hurts. Rams and Seahawks is a battle for first place in NFC West. I give it to the Seahawks. I think the Seahawks will win that game. I think they're trying to right the ship right before the playoffs and just get more consistent, get back in rhythm. Titans and Packers. I think the Titans can pull this one out. I'm pulling for the Titans to pull this one out as a Saints fan. The Bills and Patriots. I take the Bills. I think the Bills win this game. But they are 2-16 at Gillette Stadium in the Belichick area. But this is this year's Bills. So we'll see how that turns out. And that's just what I think is going to happen this week. Right now, when we look at the playoff standings, you have in the AFC, the Chiefs are the number one team in the NFL right now. I'm sorry, my notes went away. iPhones, am I right? Chill out. Okay, so in the AFC, you have Kansas City as number one, Buffalo number two, Pittsburgh number three, Tennessee is fourth, Cleveland is fifth, Indiana is sixth, Miami is seventh right now, with holding that last playoff spot, while Baltimore and Las Vegas are battling for it. But it looks like Baltimore is closer to Miami as they have the same record currently. So, in the NFC, we have Green Bay at number one, New Orleans right behind them at 10-4, Seattle at number three at 10-4, Washington right now holds the division lead over Dallas and New York and Philadelphia. The Rams are at number five. Tampa Bay is at six. And right now the Cardinals hold that last playoff spot, with Chicago and Minnesota still fighting for it. And like I said, Dallas, New York, and Philly still have a chance to win, as that NFC East is just terrible. It's just terrible. But so we have some playoff clinching scenarios that can happen in this week coming up. So the Bills, the Chiefs, and the Steelers are already in the playoffs. Cleveland can make the playoffs with a win and a Baltimore loss or tie, or with a win plus Miami loss or tie, a win plus an Indiana loss, or a Cleveland tie and a Baltimore loss, or a Cleveland tie and a Miami loss. So Cleveland has a chance to make it to the playoffs, so we'll see. Indianapolis, the Colts, they clinch a playoff berth with a win versus Baltimore. Well, not a win versus the Steelers and a Baltimore loss, a win and a Miami loss, or a win and a tie and a Baltimore loss, or a tie and a Miami loss. So kind of same as the Browns. The Chiefs, they clinched the first round bye with a win or tie, or Pittsburgh loss or tie, or a Buffalo loss or tie. And Kansas City clinches the strength of victory tiebreaker over Pittsburgh or Buffalo, and clinches at least a tie-in strength of victory tiebreaker over everybody else. So Pittsburgh clinches the AFC North Division title with a win or a Cleveland loss, or a Pittsburgh and a Cleveland tie. The Titans, they can win their division with a win and an Indiana loss, but they also clinch a playoff berth with a win, or they can also clinch one if Miami loses, or if Baltimore loses, or if both Tennessee and Baltimore tie. So, Green Bay can clinch the division title. No, Green Bay has already clinched their division title. New Orleans can clinch a playoff berth. Seattle have clinched a playoff berth. So the Cardinals clinches a playoff berth with a win and a Chicago loss or a tie. Or if they get a tie in Chicago loses. Green Bay clinches the first round bye with a win and a Seattle loss, or a tie plus a New Orleans loss or tie, a Seattle loss or tie, as long as both in Seattle and New Orleans don't tie. The Rams, they clinch a playoff berth with a win or tie, or Chicago loss or tie, or Arizona win or tie. New Orleans, we can clinch the Saints can clinch the NFC South division with a win, or with a Tampa Bay loss, or with a New Orleans tie and a Tampa Bay tie. The Seahawks clinch the division with a win. Their division with a win. Tampa Bay can clinch a playoff berth with a win or a tie, or a Chicago loss or tie. And Washington clinches the division with a win and a New York Giants loss or tie, or a Washington tie plus a New York Giants loss and a Philadelphia and Dallas tie. So, a couple scenarios in the NFL this week. But it's going to be interesting. We're just ready to see how the end of this season plays out. It's been a very interesting season. Ready for the playoffs. So, yeah, we just got to wait and see how it plays out. So, NBA is back, y'all. Like, can you believe it? Y'all lit? Y'all happy? I know I'm lit. Like, been watching games ever since, like, Tuesday. Started off, we had the Nets hosting the Warriors, and they handled them. Kyrie and Kevin Durant just looked so smooth. Kevin Durant looked so smooth on his way back. Like, he had about 20-some points. Shot about 40-some percent. Kyrie went bonkers, shot about 50-something percent, about 26 points. They blew the Warriors out 125-99. If Klay was there, that makes a difference on the Warriors. Steph had himself still about 20-something points, but the Warriors just not the same look Warriors. Draymond also wasn't there. James Wiseman made a good debut, so he's gonna look very good this season. We had the Clippers play the Lakers. Kind of an off game for the Lakers, but they've had a longer season than most, as they just came out off winning the championship in the bubble. And the Clippers handled them in great fashion. Excuse me. Paul George had a monster game. Kawhi had a great game. They just did everything they wanted to do. So, honestly, you can't get mad at the Lakers. They're just tired. First game of the season. I'm not really worried about them. I think they'll be okay. The Hornets played the Cavs. Isaac Okoro had a pretty good debut. LaMelo did not score at all in his debut. 0-5, 3 assists, couple rebounds, I think a steal. So, not really a good debut. Kind of the same debut as his brother had a few years back with the 0-point game. But it's okay. He's only going to get better. So, not really worried about that. Pacers and the Pacers and the Knicks played, and the Pacers won that game. Sabonis played great, Brogdon played great, Miles Turner had 8 blocks. RJ Barrett did start off the game going 100% the first half though, so that's some promise. But we know RJ can hoop, he just has to get consistent. Obi Toppin shot about 3-for-12 in his rookie debut, 9 points, a couple boards. So, the Magic beat the Heat in their first game back. Markelle Fultz just signed that new deal, so good for him. I think the Magic will have an okay season, maybe 7th, 8th spot, low chances of making the playoffs. Well, medium chances, I mean. Sixers played the Wizards. Great game. Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid played great. Russ played pretty good. Bradley Beal played pretty good. Russ's first game, posted a triple-double. Shot about 41%. You know, they'll get better as they play together. Longer chemistry builds. So, I like Russ in Washington, as I keep saying. I really like him back with Scott Brooks. Jason Tatum hit a game winner on the Bucks, as that was a great game, great way to start off the season for them. They get a win. Jaylen Brown played great. Jason Tatum played great. No Kemba Walker. Giannis played great. But he just needs another bona fide star in Milwaukee. So that's just how I feel about that. Then we had the Raptors and the Pelicans play. Pelicans pulled that one off. Brandon Ingram played great. Zion played okay. He played pretty good. But they got the win. Lonzo played okay. You know, but the Pelicans, I think they make the playoffs this year, honestly. Hawks and the Bulls. Hawks were just winning this game outright. Trae Young had 37-8 assists. I think the Hawks make a great chance to make a good playoff push. The Spurs and the Grizzlies. Spurs win that with Ja Morant. Did everything he possibly could. He tried, but Spurs pulled that one out. The Pistons and the Timberwolves. Timberwolves closed it out in a close game, all game, and Cat just played great down the stretch. Prayers up to Cat. Hope he's good and he gets better with everything he's went through. The Kings win in the overtime against the Nuggets with Buddy Hield getting a game-winning tip-in. The Jazz win against the Trailblazers, blow them out by 20. Trailblazers didn't really look ready. Jazz looked ready. Donovan Mitchell looked good. They got Bogdanovich back. Gobert just signed that new contract, so he balled out. So great game all around. The Suns pull it out against the Mavs, new look Suns. First game, but they look like they got promise. They're gonna be good. This will be a playoff team. The Suns will make the playoffs. Devin Booker finally has him a great point guard. Ricky Rubio was really good with him last year, but now he has him like a Hall of Fame point guard that can help take his game to the next level. Same with DeAndre Ayton, Mikal Bridges, Cameron Johnson, so they'll be good. And the Rockets and Thunder game got postponed due to a lot of coronavirus contact tracing. We're going to see a lot of this year, so be prepared. James Harden was also some issues going on with him. I hope he figures it out. I hope Houston figures it out and they get it together. But we'll see. We got some games coming up today on Christmas Day. We have the Heat playing the Pelicans. I think the Pelicans pulled that one out, but it's going to be close, so the Heat can win that one also. Bucks and the Warriors. I think the Bucks blow out the Warriors. I don't think they're healthy enough right now to just really blow out the Bucks or anything or compete with them, but you never know. When you got Steph Curry, they might compete. Celtics and Nets, I think this is a close game, but I think Brooklyn edges it out. Kevin Durant versus Jason Tatum, Kyrie versus OT. So yeah, I like how that looks. I think the Nets win that one, but it's gonna be a great game. Rematch of some great games last year with the Lakers and Mavericks. They had some OT games, Luka and LeBron, AD, Porzingis isn't there, but I think this still will be a good game. I got the Lakers winning though. Clippers and Nuggets, rematch of last year's semifinals match where the Clippers blew that 3-1 lead. But I think the Clippers win this one, try to go out there and prove something. But if the Nuggets win, it's to try to show like last year wasn't a fluke, that we really won that game. We really did. So you guys, so and I want it's gonna be an interesting day. Great day for basketball, great day for a football game, great weekend for basketball being back. So we got basketball, football going on. I'm sorry that I've been kind of late with episodes lately, the past month, because I am in school. I am taking classes, so they are kind of overwhelming sometimes. So I don't want to overwhelm myself to where I can't bring you all the best experience or the best opinions on what I think of everything. But I have been following everything and keeping up with stuff so I can inform you all and just come and talk to you about stuff. But before we go today, I have a couple of announcements that will be changing up about the show starting next year. We will be becoming more interactive on our Instagram page, so don't forget to follow us on our Instagram page at rro.podcast_. And also, so starting at some point in either January or February, we will be moving to 2 episodes a week on Wednesday and on Saturday. So, got a lot of things planned for you guys coming up in 2021, but I just want everybody to have a great Christmas. Enjoy your family, be safe, and support your team. And I hope everybody just enjoys the great day of sports we had today. All right, y'all. It's your boy Ed, and I'm out.